When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinion, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever and wherever you're listening to the So Yeah podcast. Thanks for being here. I'm your host with the most tits, Caroline M. Diamond. Okay, so how do I start this off? I really love reality shows, and I know reality shows get a bad rep because it's like, it's fake, it's produced, okay? So is your scripted TV show. Whatever. I really believe that the smartest person you know, the most well-rounded person you know, watches reality TV because it just shows you human behavior. And yes, some things are scripted. I don't give a fuck. If it's scripted, then I love seeing how people interpret the script. Riddle me that, okay? And so I'm really into reality TV. Over the years, I've watched a bunch of different stuff. Like, I was really into The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, that whole franchise for a long time. And I've kind of, like, fallen off of it. I'm not necessarily, like, a love reality show girl just because, like, it feels a little too disingenuous for me. And I know people love Love is Blind. Oh, my God, you're watching Love is Blind? You're watching Love Island? No, I'm not. I'm sorry. Love Island feels like a little bit too much of, like, a part-time job to take. What do you mean the show comes on 5 days a week? An hour? 5 days a week? Who has the time, babe? For that kind of... No. I'm not watching it. But I'm really into Below Deck, and I personally think that Below Deck is the best reality show on air right now. And let me tell you why. Yeah, because you came to my podcast, you're gonna hear my motherfucking opinions about it. So a couple of years ago, I would say like probably about 3 years ago, I went home like during the summer and I was chilling with my mom, shout out to Char, and we were sitting there like trying to find something to watch, and she was like, oh my God, like can we watch Below Deck? Like the new episode came out, and I was like, Mom, like I don't know any of these people, like do we have to? Caroline Marie, yes, let's watch this episode. Okay, whatever. So I start watching it and I'm like kind of like haphazardly watching it, and then I start to like lean in. And then I'm like, really, I'm getting into it. I'm so into it that when I come back home to LA, I'm like, you know what? Let me start this season from the beginning so I really know just the energy of these characters. And what I really love about Below Deck is the juxtaposition of like blue collar versus white collar. And what I mean by that is like the show revolves around the staff of the yacht. So anybody from cleaning the boat, which would be like a deckhand and like the bosun, and the bosun runs the boat, to the engineers, to the captain, to the chief stew, and like all the stewardesses inside that like make the beds, and then the chef who's in the galley, like it's about them. So it's like probably a cast of like maybe 12 people who live, eat, breathe, work all together in the bunk beds, and the juxtaposition from them to the charter guests who are paying $100,000 for a two-night stay on a super yacht, and then they have to tip like 20 grand on top of it. Yeah, so that type of juxtaposition is just very fascinating to me. And although like it's kind of the same formula for every episode of like docking and whatever, and like every season's kind of the same, it's not the same because there's so many different types of personalities and balancing those personalities out. And it's so fascinating to me because like, it's just, if you've ever been on tour, like you understand, like you're lumped with these people where you're living your dreams, you're working a job, and you have to also like live with them too. And like imagine like if you work a 9-to-5, imagine living with your coworkers. Like you work with some bitches sometimes and you have to cohabitate with each other. It's fascinating. It's so good. So after I watched like that season, that Char introduced me to. I went back to the beginning of Below Deck. Yeah, since the beginning of time. And then I watched all of the regular Below Deck, the spin-off Below Deck Mediterranean, the spin-off Below Deck Sailing Yacht, which I will say is probably the best part of the Below Deck franchise because it's the most drama and it's so funny. It's not like, I mean, it's fun, but it's not, it's more funny to me, especially because like I'm not existing in that world. And then also there's Below Deck Down Under. And then there was like a short-lived Below Deck Adventure, which was like a cold location. And it's just like really, oh my God, it's so fun. It's so interesting, like in a past life. And like, if I didn't have anything like a passion or anything to really like do for my life that like I really like felt my purpose, I would for sure want to work on this super yacht. What role I would be in, obviously you can see how pale I am. And if you're listening to me, you can feel how pale I am through the microphone. I am not going to be outside cleaning the boat because I'm not getting sunburnt, okay? I'm going to be inside as a stewardess. And I personally would love to be the second stew. The second stew is right underneath the chief stew because the reason why I want to be in that role is like I don't want to necessarily be in charge because I don't want shit to fall on my back and I do not want to communicate with the chef because they can be fucking assholes sometimes. And I kind of want to be like, I don't want to be in the laundry room all the time. Like I will fold a towel, like that I can totally do that. But I don't want to be stuck there. And I want to be like on service and talking with guests. So that's like my manifestation. Like if I ever were to work on a super yacht, like in my past life and a future life, I would definitely want to be second stew. So if this has inspired you, and hopefully it has, to watch Below Deck, tag me in your faves. I really do love the series. There's always drama. There's always drama. And that's what keeps me engaged to watching reality TV, bitch. So yeah. So yeah. I am so excited to announce. I'm so excited to announce that we have our first ad placement for the So Yeah podcast, and it is none other than the One-on-One Dance Consult, a game-changing mentorship for dancers, choreographers, and creatives ready to level up. Whether you're building your portfolio or shifting careers or just want real talk from somebody who actually gets the industry, One-on-One Dance Consult gives you personalized support, real tools, and a strategy made just for you. And the extras? Because you know we love getting and being extra. You get full session recaps, so there's no worry about taking notes, so you can be fully present in this session. Just show up, get clarity, and it's all handled. Plus, there is a free AI chatbot, so it's kind of like having an industry insider in your pocket 24/7. And loyalty rewards when you continue to level up. It's all created by Kevin Fry, who's worked with everyone from Gaga to Ariana to Taylor Swift. So he gets the industry, and he's going to get you together. Your first session is 50% off. Did you hear that right? 50% off. Half off for my So Yeah Divas. 50% off. So if you're ready to stop guessing and start growing, follow dance.consult on Instagram and book through the link in the bio. So yeah. This part of the podcast is a segment called Currently, which is everything that I, Caroline M. Diamond, is currently reading, watching, and listening to. So I was talking about it last week on what I'm reading, and after being in a reading slump, I decided to slump myself furthermore and read a 550-page book. And it's a heavy duty book. It's like a heavy heart one. It's a heavy spirit one. It's a good book. The writing is good, but it's really intense. Okay. And that book is Demon Copperhead. And I'm just about to finish the book. And it's taking me a second to get through. And there's like so many layers in this book that I can't even really like fully describe everything that is in this book, I feel, just because it's so dense and there's so many life lessons and there's so many sad moments and happy moments, but mostly sad moments. So if you like a sad book, I'm not a sad girl. Well, I can be sad, but like, I don't like to listen to like sad music. I don't like to watch sad movies. I don't like to really read sad things, because if I like let myself be sad, I will just be comatose in that world. And I just like, I can't be doing that to myself anymore. I want to be happy. I want to be joyous. So I'm about to finish it. So I'm really excited to finish it, but I'm so behind on my reading goal. Like every year I'm like, I'm going to read 40 books. Girl, I think I'm at like 7. Guess one book per month? Woo! So that's what I'm currently reading. Okay, what I'm currently watching, and I love Letterboxd. Shout out to Madison for getting me into Letterboxd. Now I'm obsessed. Like every time I watch a movie, I'm like, I can't wait to put this into my Letterboxd. Yes. So speaking of Madison, Madison and our friend Yadi, they both put this movie in, and they both like kind of talk shit about it. And I'm like, well, now I'm influenced. Now I need to watch it. It's called Bringing Down the House, which starring Queen Latifah and Steve Martin. And I don't think I've ever seen the movie. Okay. I maybe have seen like the poster for it. I think it's like 2003 it came out, so it's old, and they like talk shit about it on their letterbox. So I was like, I have to watch it now. Like, I need to be a part of this shit talking. Duh. You guys, how is this movie made? And I mean that so honestly. I don't think I've ever watched a movie that fit that many racial slurs into one film. Every group of people is not, no, nobody's safe. Not a single person is safe. Basically, the movie's about Steve Martin's character who like meets Queen Latifah's character like on this like online forum, like, you know, like AOL vibes. And I guess he like falls in love with her, and then like he meets her, and it's like she's like this like hood girl, whatever that means. I don't know. Queen Latifah's really bodying that. And like she's not like who he thought she was, but she actually like needs legal advice because he's a lawyer. And then like panic ensues, but it's also like what, who, where, when. And what's crazy is that Adam Shankman directed it. And I was just talking about him so highly on the podcast a couple weeks ago because of Hairspray. I take it away a little bit just for Bringing Down the House, but Hairspray came out after Bringing Down the House. I was talking with Madison and Yadi about it, because I was like, I can't believe this. I like, it's so, like, there's this moment at the dinner table, and I can't give it too much away. You're just gonna have to watch it. I can't believe that was put on film. But I wonder if like Queen Latifah and Steve Martin ever like crossed paths and are like, I can't believe we made that crazy movie, because like there's no way that you would think that movie is okay to make now. It is crazy. Okay. It's crazy. And as for what I'm currently listening to, still bumping that Addison Rae album. I keep putting it on. It's definitely, she's going to be on for sure on my Spotify Wrapped this year. But in the lane of like the pop girlies, quick side note, I will never forgive the United States of America. And yes, I'm talking straight to Lens, straight to the United States of America. I will never forgive you for not giving Little Mix the love that they fucking deserved when they were popping, because they were the girl group that we needed. And the United States of America just did not get it. And I don't forgive them for that. So anyway, they're not a group anymore. They'll probably have like a reunion tour, I'm sure, in like 10 years. But they all kind of like split up and did their like own like little personal projects. And none of them really hit until Jade. And Jade was the last one. Jade was always my favorite because I have taste. And I've always had taste, okay? One Direction, my favorites were Zayn and Harry. Who's got taste? Mama. I do. So Jade was always my favorite. She came out with her solo career last, and it's so good. She's coming out with the album, I think, in September. I'm so excited for it. But specifically, I think she's come out with like 4 singles. Specifically, the last single that she came out with, Plastic Box, again, I've been stimming on this song. Can I hum your heart in a plastic box? It's like crying in the club. Again, I don't like sad girl shit, but like I like sad girl stuff if you can put a little boom to the cats and a key to the cats. Again, my choice of music, my vein of music is crying in the club. Like, have like some like really like sensational, emotional lyrics, but like let me like feel like the rain is coming down in the music video. Like, that's the vibe that I want, and that's the vibe that I get, okay? Love Jade, need her to do Coachella. I'm talking to her business manager, I'm talking to her agent. She needs to do Coachella. She would pop the fuck off in the United States, please, please. So that is this week's episode of the So Yeah podcast. And thank you so much for joining me this far. If you've made it, you know, 15-minute time span, you should be making it, sister. We got to build that brain back up. And I would like to, again, thank our sponsor, our first sponsor of the So Yes podcast, the one-on-one dance consult. Because, no shade, some of y'all need this. Some of y'all need some creative assistance, okay? You need some guidance. And Kevin is that guy for you. He's so great at what he does. He's worked with everybody. He continues to work. And he's gonna like, he's gonna be loving, but he's also gonna give it to you straight because that's what we do. He's gonna give it to you straight even though he's gay. And sometimes you just need that girl. So follow dance.consult on Instagram. Book through the link in their bio. Get your 50% off. Because again, I help you. I want everybody to save some money and level up. Come on, level up. Level up. And we're always looking for more ad space because again, I can be bought. And thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. And I'll catch you next week. So yeah!